Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey, welcome to episode 16 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I'm your host, Heath Mulliken. It is March 26, 2018. Goodness gracious, this is probably going to be the longest episode ever. There is so much to get to, and I don't even know if my notes are complete. So here's what we're going to have on the show for you today. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors at SOS Custom Tees. Check them out, soscustomtees.com. Today was my wife's birthday. If you go to doubledropkick.com/HD, that'll take you to the Team Mulliken t-shirt. And a lot of people just helping us celebrate my wife's birthday and helping us in the fight against Huntington's disease by buying our Team Mulliken Fight Against Huntington's Disease t-shirts. And SOS Cups and Tees surprises with a nice gift. So just want to thank them for all their support. They have been great partners, not just for the Double Dropkick Show, the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, but great partners with me and my family. First of all, let me give you the rundown of what we're going to be talking about today. I got results from Palmetto Championship Wrestling Friday night. I got results from EWF on Saturday night. And I got results from maybe the biggest show in PWX history, Rise of a Champion. And then I got to look ahead at shows that are coming up this weekend for Trans South, their first show in a while in Union, South Carolina. And Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling debuts in Darlington, South Carolina. We're going to look at those shows. And for our patrons this week, behind the scenes, I'm going to give you some insights into Ethan Case's PWX title win that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I'm going to tell you about some changes that have happened on some upcoming shows and go a little bit into that. I'm going to give you an injury update on Big Country, who had to be hospitalized this weekend. And I'm going to share a story about some locker room issues that I heard about. And then I'll be touching on some things I've talked about behind the scenes before a few weeks ago. So if you want to get behind the scenes, it's patreon.com/doubledropkick for as little as $1 a month. You're going to get great exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. And we feel it's one of the best values. You get into a private Facebook group. Mark Whitman comes on. He does a show called Carrie's Corner a couple of times a month, answers questions, talks about pop culture. And you just get a little more insight into what goes behind the show. And we've just got a lot of ideas on more patron content. Brian, I see your eyes over there watching. I know he slept a long time today. Brian Kanabrowski, the CEO of PWX Wrestling. So let's get to it. Palmetto Championship Wrestling, March 23rd at North Central High School in Kershaw, South Carolina. Some great action. A four-way match, and a young man who I just interviewed on the podcast last week, coming off the biggest win of his career, two in a row now. Two huge victories for Brady Collins. Brady Collins in a four-way match defeated Devin Cruz, Rob Killjoy, and Tracer X. Huge, huge win. Cannot overstate it. And, after talking with Brady Collins last week, he's got a fan in me. Just a really, really nice, respectful young man. Tons of potential. He talked about, he's been in wrestling 2 years, and half of that was dealing with injuries. So I'm just anxious to see his career progression here in South Carolina and beyond. James Johnson. You talk about young guys getting big wins. James Johnson took on Joshua Cutshaw. Again, I said it last week, Joshua Cutshaw, insane. And James Johnson picked up the win. against the bigger, more experienced opponent. That's a huge win for James Johnson. So he and Brady Collins both, can they use these victories to propel them perhaps into title contention for the Soda City Championship? Maybe even heavyweight title contention. In a feature matchup that really could main event anywhere in the Carolinas, James Drake took on Darius Lockhart. To my knowledge, first time these two men had faced off in singles competition. And it was James Drake. Just enough. He was just enough better on Friday night. Picked up the victory over Darius Lockhart and headed into Rise of a Champion, the title match there with a little bit of momentum. In a historic match, the first women's match in PCW history, it was Jesse Jordan defeating Savannah Evans. Savannah Evans, the 2017 CPWA Women's Wrestler of the Year, actually got her plaque the other night. And by the way, hey, thanks to Redbeard, Robert Truesdell, for these results. Gave a good report of the show. Brian Countybrowski, the owner of PWX, came out, cut a promo, talked about he talked about cooperation between promotions, which is awesome, which is always a great thing. It's always better. Wrestling can sometimes be like the Wild West, and promotions don't get along. And I think the pie is big enough for everybody to prosper. He was interrupted by Jack Bismarck's crew. And later on that night, we were supposed to get Malachi Matthews, Ethan Cates, and Billy Brash taking on Big Country, Kevin Ray, and Mason Miles with Jack Bismarck. Billy Brash, as a lot of fans know, was in New Japan Pro Wrestling's dojo out in Los Angeles last week. I'm hoping to get an interview with him about that. He was unable to compete. So Malachi Matthews and Ethan Case headed into this, what was supposed to be a six-man match. They're heading into thinking it's a handicap match now. And it was Eli Grizzlewood, someone I've not seen live yet. But Eli Grizzlewood came out, inserted himself in the match, and his team indeed they got the victory. Malachi Matthews and Ethan Case and Eli Grizzlewood defeated Big Country, Kevin Ray, and Mason Miles. And if I'm if I heard correctly, Eli Grizzlewood got the pin on Kevin Ray and has lined himself up for a future shot at that Soda City Championship. Now, following this show, Saturday received word, Big Country, the PCW heavyweight champion, hospitalized. And he has been posting updates on Facebook. We, of course, send our best well wishes and thoughts and prayers out to Big Country. You can follow him on Facebook. If you just look for Big Country, you can find him, send him a friend request. And I know he appreciates everybody's support. And you can follow that. I'll have a little bit more behind the scenes this week. PCW is doubling up in April. So just in 2 weeks, they're going to be at the first ever in Casey, South Carolina, the first ever South Carolina Taco Festival, April 7th. PCW will be running a show there at the festival. They've got the information on their Facebook page. And then April 14th, they have moved their date. Again, I'll talk about that a little bit more behind the scenes. So it's Saturday, April 14th now. That's going to be at Vibe Church, which I've said before, a phenomenal venue, a great place to watch a wrestling show. Just make sure you leave early because it's in a busy part of Columbia. I always find it odd and ironic that one of the busiest parts of Columbia is Clemson Road, which just is odd to me as someone who's grown up in South Carolina. So again, lots going on with PCW. Check them out on Facebook. If you go to the events tab, DoubleDropKick.com, we'll be updating all of this, and you can find out more information. It was a full weekend. EWF, Saturday night, Far City Armory, March 24th. Full card, to say the least. Lots of twists and turns. Lots of twists and turns. You had Ben Wright getting back in the win column, defeating Jesse Barton. You had also Bay, the tag team of TK Stark and Joshua Powers. They were debuting there in EWF. And they defeated a young team that I've been very high on, the Fallen Angels, Jackson Payne and Josh Ramsey. Bay got the win over the Fallen Angels. In the Mid-Atlantic title tournament semifinals, huge victory. I have been talking about this young man for months. Austin Bullock, with what I consider an upset. The man he defeated has held titles all over North Carolina, Boris Baranov. Austin Bullock defeated Boris Baranov, and Austin Bullock will be in the finals for the Mid-Atlantic title. In the other semifinal, two men I've never seen compete, two former friends. Not sure if they're friends after Saturday night. It was Jamie Lee, Mr. ADD, defeating Cowboy Mason Moore. And so now it's set. The finals for the Mid-Atlantic title, Jamie Lee versus Austin Bullock. This is a match you are not going to be able to blink. You are not going to be able to even turn around in your seat. You're not going to be able to get up and go get a drink. It is going to be fast-paced. It is going to be high-flying. It is going to be hard-hitting. And both of these men, if they hit their finisher, it's over. And we're going to see a new Mid-Atlantic heavyweight champion. Boogie Richards defeated Derek Driver. And following the match, Perry James came out. Longtime manager in the Carolinas. Came out, said he had lost his way, said Derek Driver had lost his way, and they'd seen the light. And so Derek Driver, who just lost a match with his teammate, Myrick Moore, where they could not compete as a team for 60 days, now Derek Driver and Perry James, who knows what this is going to lead to. This is a huge thing. Let me tell you, if you've not been to EWF, Moore and Driver, a phenomenal tag team. Both men, great professional wrestlers. Derek Driver, if I had to rank, when you look at a wrestler and you're like, man, that guy's got something. He's got Derek Driver is going to be in the top three. His physique, his killer instinct, and now you put somebody like Perry James in his corner? Are you kidding me? So Derek Driver lost the match to Boogie Richards, but in the long run, may come out on top. We had six-man tag team action. Chris Hamrick, Eric Anton, and Chase Lovelace defeated the team of the Sons of Steel, Boomer Payne, Bryce, and Bryce Anthony, and their Unbookables partner, Adam Jackson. However, following the match, the Unbookables got the upper hand, jumped their opponents, jumped Eric Anton, and out of the back to make the save. Eric Anton's, I'm not going to say former partner because they still team in places, as the professional wrestlers, Mike Madden, comes out, makes the save. only to then attack his partner to take out Eric Anton. And then revealed underneath, that's right, an unbookable shirt. So now you have Boomer Payne, Bryce Anthony, Adam Jackson, Mike Madden, and Cruiser Lewis, who was not there Saturday night. You have five of the toughest men, five great wrestlers, Cruiser Lewis, former EWF heavyweight champion, and now they have joined forces. And they have put the entire EWF roster on notice. And good night, who knows what's going to happen. I tell you, somebody who better have eyes in the back of his head, that's the EWF heavyweight champion, BB Naturally, who chalked up another title defense. I talked about it last week. He was taking on a man who was a veteran, a man who had championship experience, but BB Naturally successfully defended the EWF heavyweight title by defeating Deion Johnson. And so we head into April 7th. More than likely, seeing the finals of that Mid-Atlantic title tournament. We're going to see the tag team titles perhaps defended that night. We may hear from Mike Madden. Are we going to see the new and improved Derek Driver? BB Naturally with another title defense? Who knows? You never know what you're going to get at EWF. It's always great, always entertaining, always worth the money. And I will be there hopefully April 7th, be a part of that show. Would love to see you up there in Forest City. And then finally, I need to get a swig of water. Sunday afternoon, March 25th, at the Cabarrus Arena in Concord, North Carolina, PWX, Rise of a Champion. I was actually at Rise of a Champion 2 years ago. They had the big War Games match. Phenomenal card. Saw some guys debut that night in Rise of a Champion. Tried to move heaven and earth to get there this year and just could not make it happen. Phenomenal card. First of all, Chip Day was originally scheduled to defend his ITV title against Rich Swann. Rich Swann, after being let go by WWE, made a lot of independent bookings, decided to cancel all those, just kind of reevaluating things, and, you know, no problem with there. So High Profile comes out, and they're going to challenge Chip Day. Chip Day makes short work of them, and then it was the former champion who... Chip Day had cashed in his opportunity to beat Darius Lockhart for that title. Darius Lockhart was able to come out, get his revenge, and more importantly, regain that ITV title. And Darius Lockhart was going to have another match later in the show. Speaking of that opportunity, Knox, ladder match, Martin Stone, Billy Brash, just off his stint at the New Japan Dojo. Ian Maxwell, Jason Kay, Drew Adler, and Effie. We talked about how this was an eclectic group of people. And it was Martin Stone winning that Opportunity Knox ladder match. He has the cash in now. He can use it for any of the PWX titles. Anytime he wants to. Can you imagine being a champion in PWX right now? And Martin Stone could come out and cash in on you anytime. Like, I'm about peeing my pants just thinking about it. Like, because Martin Stone is a bad, bad man. And is leaving his mark there on PWX. Talk about leaving your mark on PWX. Great women's action. Tessa Blanchard defeated Sue Young, and what I've just heard from reports, I'm waiting for it. I was hoping it would be on the High Spots Network today. I was hoping to watch it. Haven't been able to yet. I am Like, literally, I have High Spots Network open on my iPad. I have been refreshing to see when that's going to pop up. Hey, by the way, if anybody from High Spots is listening to this, when you search for PWX on the High Spots Network, it gives you a box that says PWX only has two videos. So I have found it, and I'll be honest, the only reason I subscribe to High Spots is to get PWX. And then I watch some of the old interviews and I watch some PWG. But it's sometimes when you search for PWX, all the stuff doesn't pop up. So not sure what the issue is there. But I listen, I went to bed early last night. I'll stay up and watch some stuff tonight. Because I've just heard this was just a show you can't miss. Tracer X, in what he described as a dream match for him, defeated Matt Cross. You may know him as Son of Havoc from Lucha Underground. You may remember him from Tough Enough. Tracer X, huge, huge win for Tracer X. We had tag team partners. Tag team partners imploding. White Mike taking on the Man Scout, Jake Manning. Brian, I see that. I will give them a comment and let them know about the High Spots deal. White Mike, one great thing about the Build to Rise of a Champion, lots of videos, lots of vignettes, kind of filling you in on the storylines that to pull you in. They did a great job of that. And it was White Mike, in my opinion, by far getting his biggest singles victory. Not just in PWX, but in his career. Because you're defeating Jake Manning, former PWX World Heavyweight Champion. Jake Manning's the guy that defeated, I was there, he took out John Skyler. So, yeah, a great, great match. White Mike got the victory over Jake Manning. Six-man tag team action. This might be one I fast-forward to. The feud between John Skyler and Corey Hollis. It was Feud of the Year, Carolina Pro Wrestling Awards in 2017. And it's boiled over, spilled over. How bad does a feud have to be? How bad does the hatred have to be when John Skyler teams with the Ugly Ducklings? So for one night only, you had the Southern Ducklings taking on Corey Hollis and the New Country Jacked, and it was Skyler and the Ducklings picking up the victory. Afterwards, it appears John Skyler has challenged Corey Hollis to an I Quit match inside the steel cage in May at the PWX show. That is going to be one not to be missed. Sorry for those technical difficulties, fans. The next match at Rise of a Champion featured the Syndicate imploding as you had Elijah Evans IV taking on Timmy Lou Retton. The loser of this match would be forced out of the Syndicate. And to add even more drama to the situation, the leader, the manager of the Syndicate, the Tommy Thomas, the referee for the match. In Elijah Evans' corner, you had Montana Black. And in Timmy Lou Retton's corner, you had his tag team partner, T.J. Boss. And in the end, T.J. Boss turned on Timmy Lou Retton, allowing Elijah Evans to get the victory. Therefore, Timmy Lou Retton is now out of the Syndicate. And everybody's asking, this is the talk everywhere about the situation. It has been murmured for months. And everybody's wondering, does this mean that the Gymnasty Boys are coming to PWX, Timmy Lou Retton and White Mike? I don't know. However, it will be interesting to see where the Syndicate goes from here. They're going to be looking to reestablish their dominance as the dominant faction in PWX. And it's also going to be interesting to see where Timmy Lou Retton goes from here. You had the newly crowned ITV champion, Darius Lockhart, in his match that was scheduled for that evening. He was taking on Shane Strickland. Darius Lockhart called this a dream match. He asked, he wondered if he was ready for this match. He proved more than up to the task, and Darius Lockhart defeated Shane Strickland. And then following the match, Chase Owens from the Bullet Club attacked Darius Lockhart. And who knows what this means? Chase Owens competes all around the Southeast, competes in New Japan Pro Wrestling. This is huge. And made it known that he's got his eyes on Darius Lockhart's ITV title. And in the main event, triple threat match, you had Anthony Henry, the PWX World Heavyweight Champion, over a year as champion, almost 400 days as champion, taking on the winner of the X16, James Drake, and then the winner of Battlefield X, the first ever Battlefield X, Ethan Case, who just so happened to have won the first X16 tournament. And these three men went to war with each other. And in the end, it was the man known as Mr. PWX, Ethan Case, winning his first ever PWX World Heavyweight title. Still waiting for this to get up on high spots, as I mentioned. And by all accounts, a great, great match, an emotional moment. PWX, their next show, is in Rock Hill, South Carolina, there at the American Legion Building. They announced some matches on Monday, the 26th. It's James Drake and Anthony Henry taking on Ethan Case and a mystery partner. You got the first ever matchup, singles matchup, between John Skyler and Drew Adler. You got women's action, Camilla Kane taking on Savannah Evans, and Tracer X taking on Darius Lockhart. It's going to be a great card. PWX will also be running April the 22nd. They've also got their Pure show. It is a busy, busy month. And coming off Rise of a Champion, it is full speed ahead for PWX. Now this weekend, Trans South Wrestling, they've taken some time off. They return this Saturday night, March 31st. They're going to be at the Union National Guard Armory. A great card plan. You're going to have Michael Fraley, a longtime wrestler here in the Carolinas, taking on a young man relatively early in his career, Austin Jordan. That's going to be a phenomenal match. You're going to have, making his debut for Trans South, BB Naturally, taking on Vinny Valentine. You're going to have Carson Queen taking on the Russian Boris Baranov for the vacant Trans South heavyweight title. And this is going to be a heck of a match. Chase Brown is going to be taking on the Thoroughbred Jackson James. And the Trans South tag team titles also vacant. And Soul Patrol, Deion Johnson and Sweet Dreams will be taking on Rogue Six, a team that's been in Innovate Wrestling in Tennessee, debuting here in South Carolina and Trans South, Jeff Connolly and Joe Harrison. All you got to do, go to the events tab at doubledropkick.com, and you can find out even more information about this event. I've also heard Trans South also running Saturday, May 5th. So keep your eye on that calendar. And Trans South looks to be back and running a full schedule. Also this Saturday, don't forget, in Charleston, WWE will be running a house show. Also found out, I didn't realize this, the Go Home Raw before WrestleMania is actually in Atlanta. There at Phillips Arena. Looking to take my kids to that. Should be a great show. And then also March 31st, Saturday night, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling debuts at Darlington High School. It's a fundraising show. They've got some great matches. Rick Steiner, Nikita Koloff will be there signing autographs, taking pictures. You're going to have, oh my goodness, listen to these matches. This is a team I have been trying to get to South Carolina for some time, the Heat Seekers. And they are going to be taking on the Washington Bullets. That is going to be an exciting, exciting match. Well worth the trip. Well worth the price of admission. You're going to have Buff Bagwell taking on Greenville's own Jeff Lewis Neal. And you're going to have Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, taking on Johnny Swinger. Again, all the information on the website, DoubleDropKick.com. Click on the events tabs, or you can check out both Trans South and Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling on Facebook, and you get all the information there. So I'm telling you, I've been talking about this since I started this show. I've had April circled on my calendar, and some things are settling down, and April is going to be full speed ahead. So many shows in South Carolina, the promotions we cover, a lot of promotions making their debut in April. And so it is going to be an exciting time to cover some of these events. Just announced last week, a brand new promotion in Greenville, South Carolina, Pro Wrestling Turbo. They're going to be debuting Friday, May 18th at the Croc Center in Greenville. Don't forget, after you listen to this, you can become a patron. And you can get the behind-the-scenes edition of this show. And this week, I'm going to have some behind-the-scenes insight on Ethan Case's PWX title win. I'm going to talk about some changes that were made on some upcoming shows. I'm going to have an injury update on Big Country and how that affects some local promotions. And I'm going to share a story about some locker room issues that you won't hear anywhere else. Patreon.com/DoubleDropKick is where you can go to become a patron for just $1 a month. You get into our private Facebook group. You get behind the scenes every week. You get Carrie's Corner with Mark Whitman. You get, you really just become part of the family. And it's just a great way to connect with other wrestling fans from not just the Carolinas, but all across the country, all across the world. This Friday on the Double Dropkick Show, Mark Whitman and I, it's round one of the 64-man Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament. This is the second annual one. Some absolutely amazing matches that we delve into, matches made by a blind draw. And Mark Whitman is going to book this tournament. We're not picking our favorites. He books it as a real tournament to make money, leading into two great back-to-back night cards with the semifinals and the finals and a great undercard. So that's just now getting underway, and you can check that out on Friday at DoubleDropKick.com. Don't forget, you can subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Make sure, if you're using the podcast app on your Apple phone, right from the app, you can leave us a 5-star rating and review. Those are greatly appreciated, and they help us out a lot. Don't forget to check out our sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise for the Double Dropkick Show. And we're going to be heading up this fall, heading up to WrestleCade. SOS Custom Tees and the Double Dropkick Show will be there selling merchandise, doing interviews, and having a great time. We hope you come out and see us. So much going on. I'm excited for April. I hope you are too. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great Easter. And for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, this is Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.